This is Greg McDougall reporting on the eviction of Occupy Ottawa in the early morning hours of Wednesday, November 23rd. Occupy Ottawa began October 15th in Confederation Park, a few blocks from Parliament Hill. Confederation Park is owned and operated by the National Capital Commission, and on Monday, they issued an eviction notice with a deadline of 11:59 Monday night. Approximately 200 people gathered for the deadline, but no action was taken by police until 26 hours later, when at around 2 a.m. on the morning of Wednesday, November 23rd, the police moved in. I was able to get there about an hour later and found the park barricaded with no occupiers inside. I was able to speak with James Brimmel, who identified himself as a legal observer and a member of the safety committee.
We were all standing around the fountain. That's where everyone was mainly stationed. And a bunch of trucks and cars slowly pulled up over by the canal on that end of the park. And a whole lot of police and probably over 100 officers just suddenly were here and quietly moved through the park and started going through things and warning people that that they would be charged with trespassing. And I moved towards the police and took as much footage as I could because I'm part of the legal department here. And they told me that if I stayed, I would be charged with trespassing. So I slowly started walking towards the exit that they indicated. But got a lot of more footage, stuck around, made sure to stick around as long as I could inside without being arrested.
Yeah, and now they've got it all blockaded off, so...
Yeah.
There were a few people that stayed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There have been several people that have been arrested and taken away.
There was a phone number for people who would get arrested.
Yeah, well, all those people should be taken care of. We do have a lawyer that will be representing them in court at their bail hearing. So they should be taken care of. That's the plan. And we're trying to be as aware as we can of who's being taken. We're taking notes and making sure we're all up to speed as to who's being taken away and charged with what.
So I guess this is kind of like they gave notice a day and a bit ago?
Yes. Yeah, I guess a day and a half ago, yeah.
Yeah, so how's it feel?
How does it feel? I don't know. It's a little bit heartbreaking, but at the same time, it was an inevitability that a lot of us have been prepared for. And so a lot of the people here that were arrested, I don't think had a lot of fear about it because this is part of the process that that's entailed in this occupation movement is being arrested and subjected by the state. For participating in this protest.
Some have been
released.
I'm going to meet them.
At the intersection of
Elgin and Cooper.
Most of the occupiers were centered around the fountain.
And you're talking in tents and outside?
Yeah, well, there's actually tents in the fountain.
Okay.
And over top of the tents, there was tarps. It looks like it's been all torn down now. But there were, I don't know how many people were inside the fountain, inside tents, trying to stay warm, sleeping. And they were all woken up, alerted, and prepared. And some left without being arrested, and some were, one in particular was dragged out. A couple of people were dragged out because they didn't want to move or comply with the police.
I also interviewed the media liaison from the police.
And you're the media rep right now for the park?
Inspector Mark Ford with Ottawa Police, yeah.
Okay. So can you just briefly describe what happened tonight?
Yeah. As you know, that on the 21st of November, the NCC served an eviction notice upon the individuals that were camped out here for Occupy Ottawa, asking them to depart by 23:59 that night, or just before midnight. After that point in time, the NCC asked the Ottawa Police Service to assist in the enforcement of the Trespass to Property Act, And tonight what you saw was the police assisting the NCC in the removal of those individuals that chose not to depart when asked to do so. I would like to say, though, that the vast majority of the protesters that were involved did leave prior to tonight. And we certainly had, from a police perspective, a good working relationship, and we respect the fact that the protesters were very peaceful in their protests. And what you see tonight is now the park has been closed to the general public, so the NCC can go in and clean it up and get it ready for use by the general public.
Maybe 100 police came in, or 100, that's what the reports were.
You know what? We don't comment on the numbers. Okay. Police officers involved in operations, and that's for reasons of operational security.
Okay. And can you say how many were arrested?
At this time, I can't. But what I can tell you is that at the end of the operation tonight, there will be a press release identifying if any arrests were made and what the numbers were.
Because we got a report that there were, I'm not sure exactly how many, but three were not, more were arrested, but only three were kept. And I was wondering if that might have to do with conditions that were put on them?
No, that's something, again, we won't comment until, all the facts are in. And we'll prepare a release at that time. We'll address those details.
Yeah, okay. And I guess the issue that's been raised is about the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the right to protest. Mm-hmm. Do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, certainly we respect the right, for freedom of assembly and speech, and that's a factor taken into consideration. However, the NCC, it is their property, and they respected that as well, but there was an eviction notice served upon the individuals that they were no longer allowed to remain on the property, and in particular to camp on the property, and right now the park is closed.
So you're saying an eviction notice trumps the Charter of Rights and Freedoms?
Well, that's a question you perhaps would have to pose to the NCC, since it is their property. And we're here to enforce the Trespassing Property Act.
Okay.
Thanks.
The update from the Occupy Ottawa legal team was that 8 individuals had been arrested, all charged with trespassing, and been released, except for one who had been sent to hospital. I was able to do a phone interview with this individual later in the morning after he was released from hospital.
My name is Albert Madondo. I'm a recent immigrant to Canada from Zimbabwe. I came here 7 years ago as a political refugee, and I'm involved with Occupy Ottawa from the 16th of October till this morning when I was arrested during a peaceful protest on Confederation Park.
You were taken to the hospital.
That's correct.
I'm just going to read what the police press release said. So first off, they said 8 were arrested without incident. And then follow up to that, they said one individual was transported to hospital as a precautionary measure after he complained that a pre-existing injury was aggravated during his arrest. Do you want to just talk about your arrest?
That's an understatement. And I will explain in a brief detail what exactly happened.
Yeah.
They surrounded the founding, and they spoke briefly with a couple of our colleagues who were outside and told them that they had come to evict us, and we would be given the opportunity to leave or be arrested. And we told them that we understood that position, and we were willing to continue with the peaceful protest. And so they arrested the other 4 guys one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they actually raided the barricades that we had erected around the fountain. And they were ripping stuff apart. It didn't take them a lot of time to rip things apart. And then they came to the tent where I and 2 colleagues were chained together, and we had our arms and legs linked. Maybe five officers were ripping the tent from all sides, and eventually it was surrounded by maybe 40 police officers just sitting there chained together and linking our arms. And then they ripped off the chain as well. And then when how I got injured is when they were trying to unlink us, I had my left arm linked to a colleague's right arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they twisted my left arm so far that I thought it was going to pop out. And I don't think that was necessary because we had not said that we would not be cooperating, but they were using a little more force than I had anticipated. And after, then they tried to unlink our legs. They actually used a bar to do that. So what they do with the, what they did with the bar was to twist my left leg around so that it hurt to continue linking my leg to my colleagues. And that's how they unlinked my left leg. But when they're doing that, another police officer had his knees on my left leg. And his weight and the way he was, the leg was twisted, resulted in the pain that I am suffering from right now. So after they disentangled us, they took us out one by one. And I was able to walk about 25 meters from the fountain. And then the pain started kicking in and I couldn't walk. And I told them, you know what, I'm not going to be able to use my legs. Then they started dragging me. And it was not just dragging me, they did it forcefully. At first it was two police officers. At one point they dropped me. I don't know whether it was intentionally, but they dropped me to the ground. And then after that, two more officers joined the two, and now four police officers were holding me by legs and hands.
Okay, so there was a video posted of someone else being brought out in the same way with four police officers, but it seemed that that person was doing it, that they wouldn't cooperate with leaving the park. But you were saying for yourself, you were actually walking away, but it was just that you couldn't walk anymore.
Yes, and I have a prior back injury, and usually when I exercise, I have to be careful what I do with my back or my body.
Yeah.
But this time I had no choice in terms of ensuring that I don't aggravate the pain in my back.
Yeah.
So the way they were, the four of them were holding me in such that my back was arched a little too much and I was in a lot of pain, and I actually told them that they were hurting me several times. They didn't listen to that. And they dropped me for a second time. And this time, I actually hit my head on the road. Luckily, there was maybe a centimeter or so of snow, so I didn't hit the ground directly. But I sustained a headache that I'm still having right now.
Yeah. So your arm, your leg, your back, and your head were all injured.
That's correct. When we got to the police station, I was so, the pain was so much, and I was so disoriented, and it felt as if we would keep going without reaching whatever destination we were headed to. And so the way they were holding me, it was like holding me in a way that caused so much pain to my both my legs, my back, and my two arms. And it was so painful, and by the time we got to the police station, and they dropped me a third time, like on the floor, and I was so disoriented, but I could feel that something was wrong with my left arm, and I told them that I was in a lot of pain, and they didn't pay any attention. They just left me on the floor before the processing started. And after that, I told them that I'm in so much pain, I need to see a medic, because I actually told them that I cannot go back home this way. I need to seek medical attention before I go home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they had a medic come and take a look at me. And then she called an ambulance after that. The last time I experienced this from the police was in Zimbabwe. And I think to a large extent it was the experiences in Zimbabwe, which a dictatorship happening right here in Canada, a country that welcomed me as a human being with full rights under the Charter of Rights and Freedom. I just can't believe this happened. The doctor said that the police did not break any bonds, but they used enough force to cause pain.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they were careful enough not to break any bonds. So my left arm is in a sling right now. They say they put it in a sling, and they say to keep the sling for 2 days. And with regards to the pain in my back, I have been given some medication,
mm-hmm.
and a prescription. And my left leg, they also suggested that the no bone is broken, as far as they could see.
So are you able to walk right now?
I'm beginning to feel better, but I had to be carried out of the hospital and to a place range. I had to be carried over the stairs. I couldn't walk properly. Both legs hurt really bad, but you know what?
Yeah.
This is not about me. They will break bones. They will probably break our flesh, and they will destroy our physical structures, but the idea that has been born will grow, it will live, and it will inspire a lot of people. They will not break our spirit.